Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I believe Sister Powell has dropped, her call has dropped, so Sister Leola will host for the meantime. And let us just say another word of prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to this prayer line, Father, ask Him that You would be the leader of this prayer line, and we ask Him for Your Holy Spirit to guide us on this prayer line. And Lord, as You guide us, Father, send Your Holy Spirit, Father, to help us and to lead us to share and give testimonies, and that we may glorify You, Father. So Lord, we give Him thanks for this prayer line right now, because You have blessed us. So now, Lord, as Sister Power Line has dropped, Heavenly Father, I can pick it up and I can host until she come back. So thank You, Father, for this prayer line, and bless us tonight, Lord, as we share the Word of God. And we thank You so much, Father, as brothers and sisters come together and worship and praise You. So now, Lord, we ask Him for Your Holy Spirit. We ask Him for Your blessing to be upon us tonight. Help us, strengthen us, Lord, as we share our testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I see one has pressed one, and I will open the line. So just give me just a second. Let me make sure that you can hear me. Amen. Can you hear me? 646-986, your line is open. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You
praise
may
the Lord.
Go ahead and share.
Good night. This is Sister Eva. I just want to give honors to God and thank him for yet another day that he has allowed me to see it. The last 2 days has been tiring. I don't know, for some reason, and today and yesterday, my body has felt so tired. So I was on a prayer line yesterday, but at 6 o'clock I didn't get on because I actually fell asleep. But I woke up at 6:45 and tried to get on, but I couldn't. And then this morning I slept late again, and now I didn't get up at 9, so I missed the prayer line this morning. And I almost fell asleep tonight and would have missed it again, but I was determined not to miss tonight. So I thank God that I didn't miss the prayer line tonight. So I'm asking for prayer because somehow somebody took my bag that had all of my IDs and my birth certificates for me and my children, social security cards, my state ID, my credit cards, everything. And I'm just praying that whoever has it returns it, because being in a wheelchair, trying to get all that information back, it's going to be kind of difficult. It's gonna, you know, because there's so much that has to be replaced. So I thank God for that, because I trust him that I'll get it back, you know. So it's just, I don't know, it's just last 2 days have been kind of rough. But I would like to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you to tell you thank you. Father, I thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you are going to do in my life as well as everyone else's. Father, I thank you mostly for shedding your precious blood on Calvary for our sins. For if it had not been for you, Lord, we know not where we be on today. So I thank you for that. And I thank you that I'm no longer under the law, but under grace and mercy. I thank you for a second chance, Lord Jesus, even though you have given me more than enough chances that I'm truly not worthy of it. But I thank you for it. I thank you that you love me enough to wait, Lord, on me. So, Father, thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you that even though I'm in this wheelchair, Lord Jesus, I claim by your stripes I am healed, and that I will get up from this chair. This is not going to be the rest of my life, and this is not my destiny. You have greater things planned for me, Lord Jesus. So I thank you for the greatness that you have planned for me. I thank you for this prayer line for each and every one that's on it, that prays for me, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my grand and my great-grandchildren, Lord Jesus. I thank you that my father is still here. I miss my mother. She's been gone 18 years old, but I thank you that her spirit is still with me. So she keeps me going as well as you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for these things, Father. Again, I say I'm truly not worthy, but I thank you. Father, I ask you to cover each and every person that you woke up this morning in your precious blood. Bless those that are homeless, Lord Jesus, that they may find a place to call home other than the streets, Lord Jesus. Continue and bless the president, Lord Jesus. Let him do as he is supposed to do, being in authorities over us, Lord Jesus. But if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, Lord Jesus, I ask you in the name of Jesus to remove him and put someone there, someone godly, someone that's going to do what they are supposed to do, not only by us, but by you, Lord Jesus, because you have placed him in authorities. So, Father, I just thank you. I'll continue to give you the praise. I'll continue to love you today, yesterday, tomorrow, as long as I have breath in me, Lord Jesus, and even thereafter, because you are truly worthy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hello? All that prayer, nobody heard me?
Yes, hello? Ma'am, Sister Eva. Yes,
did
ma'am,
y'all hear
I
me?
Can hear you. Can you hear me,
oh,
Sister Eva?
I can hear you now. I did a prayer. Did y'all hear my prayer?
Yes, we did hear your prayer.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you really pointed that out to God. And as the Lord knows your need, and he knows exactly where your wallet and all of your property is, and
yes.
By his grace, he knows you. And if he wants to bring that back to you, sister, he will. And if it doesn't come back, sister, God will make a way for you to get everything back. So you believe
yes.
and trust him. He is able,
yes.
sister. And I know your
yes.
heart is sincere because, you know what, I missed the prayer line myself this morning. And normally I'm like, on Thursday I make it. But some other days
right.
I don't make it. But you know what, I just praise the Lord for his goodness. Amen. So we
Amen.
Thank God for you coming on, sharing, and being faithful to your God. You know what, sister? It's not faithful to the prayer line. You're being faithful to God.
Yes.
It is he that we're trying to please, not
yes.
no one else, no one on this prayer line, but is he.
Yes.
So thank you so
but
much,
him.
Sister, for being faithful, and God see your heart. And he will supply your need, my sister. God love you. We love you. And you be blessed as you listen. Continue to listen on the prayer line. And just as you pray, I believe it. You know, it's not, God don't want you in your situation. He don't want you to be in that situation. And if he choose, just like you did for the lame man and all the other
yes.
Sick, he can do it for you. So you keep
yes,
believing.
He can.
Keep believing,
yes.
my sister. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. And we're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. We love you.
God bless.
And take
love
care.
You.
Amen.
Yes,
okay,
Lord.
My
Amen.
Brothers and sisters. You see, such loving people God bring to the prayer line. And we are so grateful to have Sister Eva always lifting up her prayers. So we're going to go to the next caller. We got others that has pressed 1. So let us open the line for 518-482. Your line is open. Amen. You can give your name and where
Amen.
You're calling from.
Amen. This is Sister Cantinelli. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. There is Sister Cantinelli. She's tired, but she's here nevertheless. She had a beautiful day today. I went out. I went with my husband to the eye clinic. And he got his eyes looked after, and I believe he would be doing very much well because the doctor had to sew up. The fluid from his eyes was leaking out, and I know God has fixed it. It happened before, and they will do it again. So I'm a bit tired, but I just glad to be on this prayer line this evening, and I thank God for his blessings and his mercy on me. And although I was so busy today, I went out and I was able to give out the great controversy to a friend. And I pray that it will bless her heart. I told her as she sat down behind her desk each day and she don't have nothing to do, she could take up this book and she could read it and it will help her so much. So I know she was blessed by having that book. And that was the only book I gave out today, but God's blessing was on her. And this evening, I'm just happy to be here to thank God for all his blessings on me. and keeping me and providing for me and protecting for myself and my family. I could say that God is good. And I praise God not only with my heart, but I praise God with my hands. I praise the Lord for my brain that I could think, thoughts come to me, a holy Christ, each day. I just give him praise and thanks for what he has been doing for me and my family. And I pray this evening that the Lord will bless all of us that come on this line. Sister Powell hasn't come on as yet, but I know she will come on a little later. Maybe she's a little busy, but whatever it is, God knows. And I pray that we all will have a good evening. I just want to read a psalm here, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, and attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me. And I know he's not only a shelter for me, but he's a shelter for all of us, the strong tower, and he's a strong tower from our enemies. You know, that young lady that was speaking here before me lost her purse. I had that same experience last week, but my own was lost in my house, and thank God I found it. And you have to trust God and ask God to show you where it is, because he knows you, he knows where it is, and he is going to help you to find it, but you have to believe in your heart that God could help you. So I just want to say, thank God for his blessings on me. And you have to believe. If you don't believe, it wouldn't work. It says, so I will sing praises unto that God, my name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So this evening, Ceciliola, I do not want to say too much, but I give others who have something much to give praise and thanks to God for. And I pray that each one that come on this line this evening will come with a blessing on their hearts, that they may surely be blessed, because this is our health Thursday, and God is so good to all of us. I want to sing because I love to sing, and I want to sing a song that will help us. You know, I was just going to say that I will sing this song, God's Free Mercy Stream. So much for songs I want to. I just would sing one verse, two verses. God's Free Mercy Stream over all the world, and His banner gleaming to His church and friends. Marvelous blessings. As the heavens above shine tonight victorious in His eternal love, we should never doubt Thee, though Thou veil Thy light. Life is dark without Thee, death with Thee is bright. Light of light shines on us, on the pilgrim way. God will still be for us to the endless day. I just want to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening on this prayer line, just thanking you for your blessings on all of us who could make it to this line. Many of us would like to be here this evening. Many more would like to be here, but they cannot be here due to circumstances over which they have no control. Some are sick. Some are just, they don't know where to put their head at this moment. But Father, this evening I come before you and I pray for all those who are struggling, who are sick, who are in pain. The young people, the youth, Lord, who find it very difficult to start to go to school, as they're about to go back to school, Father, I pray that you will touch their little hearts wherever they go, bless the teachers and help that they, as they draw up their program to teach them, they will be able to do so that those kids could learn to be loving and to be gentle to each other and to live in this sin-sick world. Father, bless the teachers, I pray this evening, and bless their parents, and give them all that they need, food, clothing, shelter, and your protection each day as they go out there. Bless this prayer line. Bless the dear sister who has lost her purse. I know what it is because I had my own misplaced, and I know what it is. Just depend on God, call on God, and he is going to find it for you because he knows where it is. And I just want to thank you, Father, for helping her to find that purse, because I know how important it is when you lost everything. It happened to me twice, and the Lord has revealed it to me. I found it, and I know you will find yours by God's grace. We're praying that God will bless you this evening as you come on this line and you listen, that you will be inspired and know that God is, you know where it is, and you will find it. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. Call upon him in the time of trouble, not only in time of trouble, but in times when you don't know where to put your head, you don't know what to do. Call upon Jesus, and he will help you. And Father, I just want to thank you this evening for everyone that will come on this line and give praise and thanks to you. Bless Sister Leola as she lead out in this program this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line.
Hey. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consonella, for especially lifting up Sister Eva. You know,
yeah.
And you're right. We know how serious it is when you lose everything, and you got to go stand in line for all these things. You got to have your Social Security card, your birth certificate, and all these things. So by God's grace, you know, as you pray, and we believe that God knows exactly where it is, and that's always my prayer. I pray, Holy Spirit, Father, give me your Holy Spirit. Lead me to my purse. I've lost mine so many times. And I'm telling you, when I pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show me where it's at, within so many minutes or an hour, there it is. So I thank God he protects us and he allows us to leave it in a place to be safe. And I pray, and as Constantinelli prayed, we pray that it is in a safe place where she would be able to get it. And God is able. I don't care where you leave it. He's still able to be able to get it to her and everything in it. Praise God. So, sisters and brothers, thank you so, Sister Consonelli, for your prayers and your song and your testimony, all things that give glory to God. So thank you. And we're going to go to the next caller. By God's grace, let's open the line for the next caller. And sisters and brothers, we welcome you to Advent Light Ministry, and we love to have and to hear from you, because every prayer, every child of God is worthy to be heard. So press one, and you can share your testimony or songs. So we're going to open this line for 301-868. Your line is open.
Hi, beloved. Howdy do. I heard Sister Consonelli. Actually, Sister Powell is on the line. She was having some difficulties coming on, so I had to patch her in. So she heard you. She heard your cry, and she heard your care and your kindness, wanting to hear from her and wanting to make sure that she's on. And so I will close my mouth, and I will defer to Sister Powell so that she can share. There were some technical difficulties where she wasn't able to get on, so we're not sure. But thank you for technology. She was able to call me, and we were able to patch her in. Sister Powell, you could go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Thursday Health Reform Night. I just want to let you guys know I came try to get in to control the line this evening, but eventually I could not get in at all. So thank God that Sister Stephanie was able to get me on. But I have to say that
You know, thank God that God is in control in everything. Man may fail, but God will never fail. You know, it is very disappointing when, you know, you have a chore or something to do, a plan, and, you know, whenever time you really start to go try, you know, and it is not successful. So, you know, I just have to say God is able. God can do all things. So I just want to thank God. But we all remember that today is a Thursday, wonderful day, a Thursday that God have given unto us with a health message that is the right arm to the gospel message. And, you know, without the gospel, the everlasting gospel message, you know, we can't do anything. So without the health message and not being obedient to God's command that he has given unto us, we cannot do anything. So brothers and sisters, let us remember, you know, what God has given unto us. He has commanded us with the blessed health message. He has given us the Sabbath for us to worship and also to share. So I will just give a little praise report, wonderful praise report that today, I tell you today we have a free storm. It was so bad, my dear beloved. It rained. And catch me outside where we have our program. You know, there was a group of us there because today we have our clothes giveaway today. We have the treat that Sunday. It was very, very, very successful. Our children, them was happy. The parents was happy. And I give God the praise because he gave us a wonderful day. But today we had clothes giveaway and we had a storm and it catch you outside. But we were undercover under the barrage, you know, and I'm telling you, God really talked in the thunder and the lightning. But we were all there blessed and praying and giving him the praise. So everything went on very, very good. So I'm so grateful and thankful for the prayer that each one had been praying for us over here. And I just want to let you know our pastor was there and also the principal for this school and everything went on good. And yesterday is Wednesday, everyone know, with the feeding program for the children in the community. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the clinic, we also clinic food some down the clinic where there are some mental ill people and over 15 to 16 of them with the doctors and the nurse, they all get meal and they enjoy the meal and love the plant-based meal and, you know, just was giving God thanks and praise for that. So that project is going on very, very good. So we need your prayer, brothers and sisters. So I won't take up no more time, Sister Stephanie. I know it's the El Thursday night and, you know, we have to go through the things that we know we have to do. And let us all be faithful, my dear beloved. Thanks, Sister Leola, for opening, for Mandoline tonight. I didn't know what happened, but I just want to thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Yes, it is definitely Health Thursday. However, we also know that with health, when we give God praise, right, when we give him thanksgiving from off our lips, it does something for the soul. Amen. I heard the testimony, and it excites me. It allowed me to smile, knowing that God is good. Sister Eva, I heard Sister Leola and Sister Continelli giving you the encouragement that if you pray and ask God, he will lead you. He will allow the Holy Spirit. And I can attest to that. I had gotten a check several times. I've gotten checks, and I've lost and misplaced pocketbooks. Last week, I shared with Sister Leola, actually, I think about a week and a half ago, where I left my pocketbook inside of Staples. And it was there for pretty much a good 4 days. I think it was, Sister Leola. And God protected it. And the Holy Spirit, because I couldn't remember where it was, and the Holy Spirit brought it back to me. I got up early that morning, and I went over to Staples, and the girl was like, what does it look like? And I told her. She said, yeah, we found it, and I was able to get it and retrieve it. So sometimes, you know, it's hidden for a reason to see, you know, are you going to trust God? Sometimes it's a lesson, not only for you, but it could be for somebody else. So we can test that God will lead you to it. As Sister Powell has given you some praise report, one of the things that I love here, I love the fact that we can bring our praises. Because you know what? Our angels are sitting right beside us recording what we have to say about our good master. And I know for me, God has been so good to me. He has been so great to me. He has been a provider. He has been a physician. I told you once. My daughter was saying something about school and the fact that, oh, it seemed like it was too much and she wanted to stop. She wanted to take a break, and I prayed that on. I prayed because I know that God said he will start a good thing in us. He will finish it, right? I talked to you all and shared with you all about how God worked it out for them to kind of hold back, you know, dropping the class till next, till springtime, and I know that that has been God. We've been praying for one of our professors for quite some time now, almost what? We're in the eighth month, nine, ten, for about a year we've been praying for this professor. We're going to ask you to continue to pray for her. Dr. Laws, we have a meeting. We finally was able to get a meeting with her since last year, right? And so I pray that the Holy Spirit will go before us and he will let his light shine. He will use us to bring her closer to him. Like how Pharaoh hardened his heart, and when Moses went, he was still hardening his heart. He was still not being obedient to what God has called him to do. But we pray that, and I thank God in advance because I know God is going to work this situation out on behalf of my daughter. We were able to get her a home to live off campus, reasonable, really, really cheap. And we know, and she knows and recognizes that it was the work of God. And so I want to thank you, Sister Leola, for open up my line. I'm not sure because I know Sister Powell is not able to see who's on the line, but you're able to see. Brother O'Neill, if you're on, I'm going to, you know, share a little bit in the message. And if you're on at the end towards about, what, 8:30, 8:45, to be able to share some of the your current event and whatever God has placed on your heart today. Amen. And amen. So thank you so much, Sister Leola, for manning the line, for opening up my line, and just for us having this opportunity to give God praises, to give him thanksgiving, because we know that the enemy knows that his time is short, and he wants to take our mind, he wants to take our children, he wants to devour us, he wants our probation to be closed so that we will not be able to reap that mansion that our Heavenly Father went to prepare for us. And so thank you so much. I ask you to pray for us as we're going to be journeying. I'm not sure if it's tonight or tomorrow, but the meeting is at 10:15. So my plan was that we were going to leave tonight to get there to be with my daughter, and we want to go to church up there in the Baltimore area. So I pray that God will work all of that out because we know that all things work together for our good, for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. So thank you, my beloved.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Powell, you are welcome to host. And I just want to say, my sister, we got to give God glory. I got on the prayer line. I say, well, let me go and help Sister Powell host. I'm freed up right now. I had put on some soup. I took some beans and turned it into some soup, and I pretty much is just
no
just
you can't
to my husband. Say that again.
You can continue.
Say that again,
because I can.
Oh, okay.
Do them
okay,
like.
Okay. So so God bless me to be able to do it. And I say, well, oh, Sister Powell, I say, well, because I know Sister Powell, sometime your line may do this, so I say, it is God's people on this prayer line, and they come in here because they want to share, they want to sing, they want to praise God, and they want to hear this message. So I say it is our duty to try to be there and try, you know, and I just praise God that I was able tonight by God's grace, amen, and we're going to go to the next caller, but I just want to thank Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie for sharing, for Sister Powell for giving us that glorious, that beautiful testimony, because we know that it is God. You know, sisters and brothers, we ourselves, we don't want to do nothing right, but it's God that worketh in us to do right. And his righteousness, when we do come through, as Sister Stephanie just said, you know, we God, it works out the good for everything. It's for the prayer line and for us to hear the message. So this is the good thing. So it is God that led me to come to. It is nothing that Sister Leola, because sometimes Sister Leola, oh, I don't feel like it. But when God says, you go and do it today, and by God's grace, I just came in the line, and I'm thanking God for it, that I can hear these testimonies. So thank you, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing and giving us these testimonies. Amen. And we're going to open the next line so we can be done in time. So brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to take up too much time, but let us open the next line. That's 272-77. We open in your line. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. Happy Health Thursday to each and every one of you. It's Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory, because he is so worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Yes, he is. So I thank him so much for this precious day. And I'd like to share our Bible verse from the book of Psalms, chapter 67, verses 1 through 7. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy fame help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Amen. And I have a song I'd like to say, if we have enough time. I must tell Jesus. Amen. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, make all my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me over the world of victory to win. I must call Jesus. I must call Jesus. Jesus can bear my burdens alone. I can tell, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much for opening my line, my dear sister, and I just want to lift up my precious brothers and sisters. My prayer request is to lift up the whole line. Continue to pray for Sister Eva and her situation, Sister Continelli, Sister Powell in Jamaica and Alex Nation, Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kasha, and also you, Sister Leona and Brother Ray, and your precious Jews, Nicole and Travis, Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, Brother O'Neill, lifting up him and his family as well, lifting up Brother Akeem James, and lifting up Brother Ricardo and his family and his wife, Sister Samantha. So I'm lifting up everyone. I'm lifting up the children who are going back to school as well and all the teachers. May the Lord place a hedge of guardian angels around them to protect and guide and keep each and every one of them. Keep them safe and well in Jesus' precious holy hands. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister, for opening my line. God bless you all. Love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for the song. It's no one else but Jesus can help us, and Jesus alone. Thank you so much. Beautiful song. And brothers and sisters, we got one more, and then we're going to open. And brothers and sisters, we're going to ask if you can be brief, please, and so we can go into prayer. We need the prayer, sisters and brothers. So we're going to open the line for 857-505. Your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters. How are you, beloved brothers and sisters? How we do, beloved brothers and sisters, my beautiful brothers and sisters on this prayer line? My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love, Sister Miola. I'd like to thank God for his mercy, because, Sister Miola, he is good. God is good, Sister Miola. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Miola, I don't know. Can Sister Stephanie learn the food of the spirit? I don't know. Can Sister Stephanie learn for the message tonight? The food of the spirit is love, kindness, self-control, faithfulness, gentleness. I don't know. Can Sister Stephanie repeat this on this live, Sister Miola? I would like to thank God for everything he has done for me and my mother. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. Lift me up in prayer to Sister Miola. I need a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Pray for my mother. And Sister Miola, do not forget to lift up individual in prayer, because you know why? You know why, Sister Miola? The enemy is attacking people. He's trying to attack the other. He's trying to attack my friends too, Sister Miola. That's why the enemy's trying to attack my friends too, Sister Miola. But Sister Miola, we have to hold on to Jesus, and Sister Miola, we have to pray hard, my dear sister, on this prayer line, because Sister Miola and Sister Power, more prayer, more power, because God is able to do all things. And Sister Stephanie, I would like to thank Sister D'Amico for singing that song on the prayer line because I am so blessed, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, may God bless you with your ministry, Sister Stephanie. May God continue to watch over you, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, what you're going to, Sister Stephanie, everywhere you go, my dear sister, you will preach the gospel. People out there who need the Lord, Sister Stephanie, because God is good, Sister Stephanie. He is faithful. Sister Stephanie, there is a mighty God. There's a mighty God who will break every chain for us, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, you have to say to brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to baptize brothers and sisters? Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come to the Lord? Because Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready to baptize, Sister Stephanie? Say that.
Amen.
On this line, my dear Sister Stephanie, are you ready? Are you ready to baptize in the name of Jesus? Amen and amen.
Amen.
May God bless
amen.
You all.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. I'm telling you, faithful brother, faithful. Thank you, Brother Eli, for your ministry. That's your ministry, too. That faithfulness and that love that you send out to all your brothers and sisters. Praise God. We got one more brothers and sisters to open, Brother O'Neill. And Brother O'Neill, as we open in your line, we got the last few minutes. We got the last 15 minutes for you at the end. So, and then we're going to go into prayer. Your line is open, Brother O'Neill.
Listen, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Viola, for coming on my line. Truly a privilege to be on the line. I just want to share a benefit of one of nature's most potent plants that comes out of the ocean. We call sea moss. So many might ask, what is sea moss? Sea moss is a plant that grows in the depths of the ocean. It come in different variants. You have it in colors. You have it in purple, some say it's red, but it have that purple look, shade. You have the green, you have the gold, you have the clear, and you also have a darker shade one as well. And sea moss is contains 92 minerals. And your body needs 102. Your body is made up of 102 minerals, and sea moss gives you 92. So it helps supports healthy heart, promotes good digestion, helps maintain a healthy weight. It is great post workout recovery tonic. Promotes healthy thyroid. Supports a healthy immune system. Improve metabolism. Supports ear and nail growth. Also, the sea moss, as I said, it relieves anemia, it treats viral infection, natural gelling agent for food, high mineral and vitamin content, rich in amino acids and antioxidants, decrease stress, mental and emotional health. It's also a nourishing face mask. You can use sea moss gel, especially ladies, for your face mask as well. Strengthen your hair, nails, skin and nails, and it rehydrates and moisturizes. Skin treats sunburn, chapped skin, the main tricks, eczema, cirrhosis, rashes. It's good for also the scalp as well, and enhance shine. It relieves respiratory issues, sore throat, bronchitis, pneumonia, tuberculosis, chest cough, increase libido, especially in men, especially in married men I'm talking about here, lower blood pressure, increase energy, facilitates weight loss because it makes you full, so you don't have to be eating too much. It improves digestion, smooth the digestive tract, increase thyroid function, and relieve joints, skin and muscle pain. It also eliminates cough, plinge, and mucus, and promotes recovery and detoxify the body. So that's in one plant. It has 92 minerals. So maintain your body minerals, which is 102, and one plant giving you 92 minerals. That's how potent this plant is. So we were at a health fair in Queens this weekend, and we formulated a sea moss that we made with infused herbs inside of it. And we infuse the herbs inside of the sea moss, then we blend it. Then we blend it, and we have one of them we call the energizing sea moss gel. So that's the first one we use, the bee pollen ginkgo biloba. So bee pollen is also a potent pollen that the bees produce that have so much minerals, B12, all the minerals. You can feed on that alone, and it can help you. We have ginkgo biloba, that is good for circulation problems, good for energy, it's good for mental issue, it strengthens the brain. And ginger root, we know that ginger root good for inflammation and all these things. And lemon juice, rich in vitamin C. So we made that one, and we also made a next one called Revitalizer. Revitalize sea moss, that is made from sea moss, the gold one, red clover, stinging nettle, lemon, and manuka honey. So we made one to energize the body and one for the blood, to help the blood. So people who have circulation issue, we made that one for that, and people who have anemic problem as well. So sea moss is a good go-to, and it has been labeled in 2020 as the leading superfood in the world based on its nature, and it is in high demand. People are paying high prices for it right now based on the demand for it right now, because a lot of people see that this plant is truly potent and it helps with varying ailments, and it also adds energy to the body. So thank you, Sister Leola, for affording me the time to share that little tip.
Just a second. Okay, I had to open my line. And Brother O'Neill, also Sister Stephanie mentioned, she will mention again. I'll just let her mention it for you, okay, because we're going to go into prayer. But thank you. I'm going to have to talk with you again, because that's some very good information about the sea moss. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you got it. And if not, just let me know. Let Sister Power, if you Sister Power number or Sister Stephanie, just ask one of us, and we can get it from Brother O'Neill by God's grace. But we just want to thank Brother O'Neill for all the health tips on the herbs, sea moss, ginkgo biloba. I got to ask Brother O'Neill about some of that. I have it, but I got to know a little bit more about it. But by God's grace, you know, we need all these things. So we just thank God for your blessing, what you brought to us. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. I don't think there's anyone else hands up. And brothers and sisters, we're going to begin prayer. Amen. And I'm going to ask, I don't know if Sister Powell, is Sister Stephanie, is Sister Powell is still on and she can give us a prayer?
Yes. Is the line still open? She should be able to. Sister Powell, can you hear?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can go into prayer, Sister Powell.
Mama, you can give us a prayer? yes. Sister, lift up Sister Katie. You know, Sister Katie's son is, he's going through a little something, so please lift him up with his babies. And Sister Eva, I believe you heard Sister Eva. You heard all the other requests and lift my family up. And, you know, just generally, Sister Carla, she will be traveling, so I'll be hosting tomorrow by God's grace. And just praise general all the family. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell.
All right. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time we all can join in prayer. So let us kneel or bow our head that we can face our Father. Father in heaven, we come to you this moment to give you thanks and praises. We thank you for the love that you have extended upon each and every one of us. We thank you that we can call upon our Heavenly Father who is in the most holy sanctuary at any time. Despite of our trial, despite of things that is happening around us, Lord, we know we have our God that we can call upon and depend upon him, that he is able to heal and to let his will be done. Father, we come to you boldly to the throne. Nothing good we have done, because our goodness is like filthy, filthy, filthy rather. But we come because of your love that you have extended upon us, sending your only Son on that cross that you died for us, to save us, to spare us, and to give us another chance to eternity. So this evening, your son, your daughter, Lord, we come from near, we come from far. Come to let you know, dear Lord, we are not worthy to come in your presence. We have done so much things, Lord, and if it wasn't your love and mercy, we know we would consume. But we come because, dear Father, of that blood sacrificed for us. Now we are asking you, Lord, each one of us on this line, Lord, as we present our various requests to you, and you gave us another chance, you spare us. We ask you to search us. See if there is anything within us. Remove it, Lord, so that this prayer, dear Lord, that each and every one of us is offering up to you, that you will hear this, our prayer, and it will bring glory to you, and you will do your will. Heavenly Father, we come on behalf of our dear beloved sister Eva. We want to thank you. Lord, despite of what, Lord, the loss, Lord, whatsoever happened, Lord Jesus, you know everything. You heard her cry. You heard the prayer deep down from her heart, Lord, and you heard, Lord, everything about our Lord, and we just ask you, because there is nothing too hard that Sister Eva cannot do if she just you. And whatsoever she's lost, Lord Jesus, this is in your will. You will allow her to find. Father, we have heard a lot of requests, Lord Jesus, of lost things right in our house, oh dear Sister Leo, Sister Cancinelli. And you have, through the Holy Spirit, that pointed out to her where she could have lost it, and she was able to find it, retrieve it. So we just want to thank you. And we are going to thank you in advance, Lord, for Sister Eva lost, that she will be able to find it. We ask you to pour your blessings upon her, give her the strength, she and her family members, and allow her to trust you, Lord Jesus, because you told us if we content with you, you will content with us. So we leave it in your hands. Heavenly Father, we also lift up your dear sister, Cancinelli, Lord Jesus, giving you praise for what you have done. Beautiful day for her, dear Lord, and the book that she has served, Lord. And giving you thanks, Lord, that you were able to evangelize, and that we are praying that those book on those words on those pages, that whosoever got those books, Lord, that they will read it and not only keep it to themselves, but they will always also share to others. I just want to give you thanks and praise, as I heard that, Lord, the book that I gave to the principal
the Great Controversy and the other books, and he was so happy of receiving those books. He said he heard about those books, but he did not read it, and he's happy to God that he got that copy, and he's going to read it. So we ask you, from Mr. Berger, Lord, just allow him that he will be able to read them. We also lift up, dear Father, our dear sister Kadian. Continue to bless and continue to keep, guide, and protect her, Lord. Her son Dominique, what is happening to Dominique, you know it. We place the children in your care. We place Dominique and the Canis family. Father, allow Dominique, Lord, to feel your presence even now, and we know that if he trusts you, Lord, you will be able to carry him through. You have done it before, and you promise that you will do it again. We also lift up Sister Stephanie, dear Lord. Continue to be with her on the traveling journey, and also the meeting with the professor. Father, we just ask you, Lord, to allow that heart to be softened, not a zero, but to soften the heart that this meeting will be successful and she will see the need, Lord Jesus, to be loving and kind, tender-hearted, long-suffering with those kids, those students, Lord. We also lift up Sister Carla, Lord. You know everything, Lord, about her and her family members, children, and her son and her daughter. We lift them up to you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Brother Eli and his family members, Lord, and his friends, as we continue to praise you and give you thanks. Sister Tamika with her family members and friends, sons, daughters, Lord, her son and her daughter, her siblings, her mother, her brothers, and her church family. Lord, you know everything. You know what they need, their desire, but allow them to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto them. We lift up Brother Rick, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen him, Ashley and the family member, his mother, and also, dear, his wife. Lord, we lift her up to you. We lift up Brother Yudi and his family member. We lift up Brother O'Neill and his family member, the children, brothers and his sisters, Lord, his church family, project that they are in. We lift it up to you, Father God. You know all the desire. You know the people's heart that they have touched, Lord. So we lift them up to you. We lift up Brother Sister Leola and her family member, Nicole, Jarvis Jr., Shana, and the other grandchildren, Lord, we lift them up to you. Amari, we lift up to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing too, Amari, at school, Brother Ray, at work, Lord, as he demonstrates your character to his co-worker and point them to Jesus. We ask you to strengthen him each day. We lift up all our brothers and sisters on this line, Lord. You know everyone. There may be all names we have not called, but you know them. Those who join from the Netherlands, those who join from Canada, those who join from the United States and Africa and Jamaica. Lord, we lift up everyone to you, Lord. And as we come and join, Lord, and fellowship with you, preparing for the Sabbath tomorrow, Lord Jesus, we ask you to strengthen us, help us to be faithful, and also lift up the speaker tonight. Let's keep guide her, Lord, that the words that she will present will come straight from you. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell. It's such a privilege to bring all these brothers and sisters to God, and he sees every heart. So we thank God for the prayers, and now we thank God for his word, as the word of God will be given out to us, brothers and sisters. And our speaker tonight will be Sister Stephanie. And her line is open. And my sister, you
Amen.
Will be able to go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for your prayer. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. I came on a tad bit past 7:15, so I wasn't sure if we went through New Start, the eight doctors that makes house call, nutrition. Sister Powell, can you share those as you are in another part of the vineyard and you're getting all that sunshine, all that fresh air, all that exercise? Would you like to go ahead and share about the eight doctors that make house call?
Okay, yes, the eight doctors that make meals are New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, trust in God.
Amen, amen, amen. And it might have been read again. I might have been read before. As I said, I was on a little bit after 7:15, and so I didn't, I might have missed it. But I do want us to go back to our staple text, which is found in Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last portion of 30. It says, and God said, behold, I have given you what? Every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a what? Tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Do we believe that God, down to the very thing that we eat, is concerning to God, and he made preparation for that? How beautiful. And the last portion of verse 30 says, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And so, Sister Powell, I'm not sure if you have your Bible for the third epistle of John. This is a love letter that I often enjoy. Amen, amen. And so
okay.
You're able to do, these things can encourage your soul. I mean, I know for me, when I'm going through, I can go into God's word and I can be just encouraged, be invigorated, just be strengthened, right? The word of God, it's like medicine to our bones.
Okay. Yes, my dear, the eye is not.
Okay, if the eye is not working, I can read it for you. I don't want to.
Yes, I will do. Encouragement and repose. The elder unto the well-beloved, the Allah, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy here that my children walk in the truth.
Amen, amen, amen. I mean, I just could feel the excitement and feel the smile as you read that word. And God's word does that to you. Yes, it's for reproof as well and for correction, but it's also for strengthen, right? It's also for encouragement. And Revelation 22, verse 2 says,
and he showed me, I'm going to one because...
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
I have it.
The water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, and there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
Amen.
Here ends the reading.
Amen.
Of Revelation.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that. Heavenly Father, as we just tarry a little bit longer.
Brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie, drop call. She will be calling in just a second. So just give her a minute. And Brother O'Neill, okay, brothers and sisters, I had a drop call, so just give her a second. she will be calling back in. I'm just going to play a song till I hear her call back in. Just give me a second. Sister Stephanie, can you hear me? Sister Stephanie? Sister Stephanie? Just give me a second. Sister Stephanie? Hold on a second. It may be my... Let me see if someone else could hear me.
Hello?
Yes, Lizzie. You hear me?
Do you hear me?
Sister, you can hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me? Hello, Sister Tamiko. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can
hear you, Sister
Stephanie.
Can you hear me, Sister Tamiko?
Yes, your line dropped, and we don't hear you anymore on the line.
I'm on. I'm hearing you all.
Oh,
Sister Stephanie, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. We can hear you now. Amen.
All right, thank you so
the
much, Sister Tamiko was calling. All right, I don't know what happened. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. And it's so funny because I was going into prayer, and so we're going to pray, and we're going to confuse the enemy. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we know that what the enemy is trying to do. But, Lord, you told us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you told us that the enemy is a defeated foe. So we're not going to give him any victory. We're not going to give him any praise. We're going to thank you, Lord, for charge that you have bestowed over your children. We pray that you will touch my lips with coal, Lord. You will allow me to be able to share what you have in store for your people. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise, and I ask you to forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you so that this prayer will not be hindered. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for allowing your Holy Spirit to tabernacle with your people today. We ask that as we leave here, we will be agitated, Lord, so that we will not be hearer of the word, but we will be doer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Can you hear me, Sister Leola?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, amen, amen, amen. And Brother O'Neill, thank you so much for sharing about your CMOS. I am connected to this Total Life Change Royal Palm, and that is one of the things that I am really, really pushing, that CMOS. It is the best. So thank you so much for that. It actually, you can actually use it to build muscles and tissues as well. That's how powerful it is. I do want to share a little bit. Whenever I try anything new, I like to share it. Check out, and I think I might have shared it on this line before, check out Bitter Melon, Bitter Gourd. That thing is just like so potent, so great. Somebody bought some for me. I've never seen it before, but I researched it. You know, Google is my best friend. And I cooked it, and it was really, really tasty. I put some ginger in it, and it is very, you know, it has a lot of nutrients in it, lots of vitamin A. It has very high in folate and potassium and zinc. Help the skin, help you with proper vision. I know my eyes were a little bit crazy, and, you know, it's high in vitamin C, so you know it's going to help with disease prevention, bone formation, and wound yielding. It is good to help with blood sugar. It is good to help with weight, cancer-fighting properties, as well lower your cholesterol. So go ahead and get you some Bitter Gourd. I've never had it before, but my girlfriend gave it to me, and I researched it, and I cooked it with some ginger, and I put some cauliflower in it and just kind of season it up. I did soak it a little bit in some salt water to get out some of the bitterness, it says. But, you know, anything is bitter is good for you, okay? So I just wanted to share that. Brother O'Neill, the next thing Sister Leola was sharing with you is the fact that I'm going to I'm going to share this information for about 15 minutes thereabout. And then I'm going to defer to you so you can feel free to give some current event and just tap on some of the knowledge that I know you have. Amen. And so whatever the Holy Spirit has pricked on your heart, I will certainly, you know, I know that the people will be receptive to it. So I'm just going to do this for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I will defer to you to be able to share some of those current events, some of those things that or whatever God has placed on your heart. Just make sure that you are a little with your volume, because sometimes I know your volume is not as high, and I know that you have some piercing things for God, people, and we want to hear you. Amen. So just check your volume a little bit so that we can hear what you have to in store for us. And so I am in the Ministry of Healing, and I'm going to be in the chapter, The Flaws and True in Education, on page 447, and I'm going to take this all the way to probably about 449, amen? And so we're talking about, we hear a lot of fake stuff going on, right? A lot of stuff going on, and we have to make sure that what we're hearing is the truth, right? And how do we know that these things are the truth? We have to make sure that we are in fasting, in prayer, and we are in the Word of God, asking the Holy Spirit to do what? To lead us into all truth, right? Because it's not Sister Leola is going to lead us into truth. It's not Sister Powell. It's not me, okay? Our finite mind, you know, we are nothing, right? It's not Brother O'Neill that's going to lead us in the truth. We can present information. We can plant seeds, but it is the Holy Spirit that is going to lead us into all truth. So we're going to look at a pure fountain. And it says, we have an abundance of that which is real, that which is divine. Those who thirst for knowledge need not go to polluted fountains. Amen and amen. The Lord says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. That thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, have not, we'll read that again. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, have not I written to thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. And we just read the third epistle of John. My son is making a whole bunch of noise in there with them dishes. Excuse me, beloved. We just read the third epistle of John. I don't know if he wasn't aware that we could hear everything that's going on. He's putting away the dishes. All right. And so he don't want to hear his mama mouth. So he came home from work and is putting away the dishes. Praise God. I thank you for my children. They're funny. But we just read the third epistle of John where we talked about the truth, right? And God wants us to, kids, they do the funniest thing, but you know, hey, I'm thank God for laughter, amen. And so, you know, we're talking about the truth, and God wants us to be in truth. And this is what we're talking about here as well. It says, you know, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mayest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, showing to the generation to come to the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done, that the generation to be born who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. The blessings of the Lord, it make it rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Proverbs 22:17-21. Psalm 78, verse 5, 4, 6 through 7, Proverbs 10:22. Christ Christ teaching. So also Christ presented the principles of truth in the gospel. In his teaching, we may drink of the pure streams that flow from the throne of God. Christ could have imparted to men knowledge, not knowledge that would have surpassed any previous disclosures and put in the background every other discovery. He could have unlocked mystery after mystery and could have concentrated around these wonderful revelations the active, earnest thought of successive generations till the close of time. But he would not spare a moment from teaching the science of what? Salvation. Is there a science to salvation? Come on now, beloved. His time, his faculties, and his life were appreciated and used only as the means for working out the salvation of the souls of men. He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and me. And he would not be turned from his purpose. He allowed nothing to divert him. That is for us, right? So we have to make sure that we're steadfast. We cannot allow the hustle and the bustles and the turmoils and the sneers and the traps to divert us, right? And we see the example that Christ gave when he was here. It says he would not be turned from his purpose. He allowed nothing to divert him. Christ imparted only that knowledge which could be utilized. His instruction of the people was confined to the needs of their own condition. In practical life, the curiosity that led them to come to him with prying questions. So God wants you to bring the questions. He wants you to bring everything to him. He did not gratify all which questionings he made the occasion for solemn, earnest, vital appeals. To those who were so eager to pluck from the tree of knowledge, he offered the fruit of the tree of life. They found every avenue closed except the way that leads to God. Every fountain was sealed, save the fountain of eternal life. Our Savior did not encourage any to attend the rabbinical schools of his day for the reason that their minds would be corrupted with the continual repeated, they say, or it has been said. Why, then, should we accept the unstable words of men as exalted wisdom when a greater, a certain wisdom is at our command? So we got to be careful where we're going to study, where we're going to get information. Amen? That which I have seen of eternal things and that which I have seen of the weakness of humanity has deeply impressed my mind and influence my life work. I see nothing wherein man should be praised or glorified. I see no reason why the opinions of worldly wise men and so-called great men should be trusted in and exalted. How can those who are destitute of divine enlightenment have correct ideas of God's plans and ways? They either deny him altogether and ignore his existence, or they circumscribe his power by their own finite conceptions. Didn't we just talk about that? Let us choose to be taught by him who created the heavens and the earth, by him who set the stars in their order in the firmament and appointed the sun and the moon to do their work. Knowledge that can be utilized. It is right for the youth to feel that they must reach the highest development of their mental power. we would not restrict the education to which God has set not limit, but our attainments avail nothing if not put to use for the honor of God and the good of humanity. It is not well to crowd the mind with studies that require intense application, but that are not brought into use in practical life. Such education will be a loss to the student, for these studies lessen his desire and inclination for the studies that would fit him for usefulness and enable him to fulfill his responsibilities. A practical training is worth far more than any amount mere theorizing. It is not enough even to have knowledge. We must have ability to use the knowledge. All right, I'm going to read that again. A practical training is worth far more than any amount of mere theorizing. It is not enough even to have knowledge. We must have ability to use the knowledge aright. The time means, and so that was knowledge that can be utilized. The time means and study that so many expend for a comparatively useless education should be devoted to gaining an education that would make them practical men and women fitted to bear life's responsibilities. Such an education would be of the highest value. What we need is heart education. What we need is knowledge that will strengthen mind and soul, that will make us better men and women. Heart education is of far more importance than mere book learning. It is so heart conversion, right? It is well even essential to have a knowledge of the world in which we live. But if we leave eternity out of our reckoning, we shall make a failure from which we can never recover. A student may devote all his powers to acquiring knowledge, but unless he has a knowledge of God, unless he obeys the laws that govern his own being, he will destroy himself. By wrong habits, he loses the power of self-appreciation. He loses self-control. He cannot reason correctly about matters that concern him most deeply. He is reckless and irrational in his treatment of mind and body. Have mercy. By wrong habits, he loses the power of self-appreciation. He loses self-control. He cannot reason correctly about matters that concern him most deeply. He is reckless and irrational in his treatment of mind and body. Through his neglect to cultivate right principles, he is ruined both for this world and for the world to come. If the youth understood their own weakness, they would find in God their strength. If they seek to be taught by him, they will become wise in his wisdom, and their lives will be fruitful of blessing to the world. But if they give up their minds to mere worldly and speculative study, and thus separate from God, they will lose all that enriches life. Here ends the reading and the message for today. I hope that your hearts were pricked. I hope that we will seek God in all things that we do. Look at the example that Jesus left for us while he was here on earth, as well as in the Holy Scripture. Amen and amen. So that we will be able to walk into the path that God has for us. So, Sister Leola, I'm going to end here. I'm going to defer to Brother O'Neill, who I know has something from our Heavenly Father for us, and also can also go into the closing prayer as well. Amen and amen. I hope you were blessed, because I know I was.
Amen. Sister Stephanie, he's not on just yet. He's coming on.
So you want me to, I could go into prayer. You want me to end with prayer and then
yes.
you can wait for him, or you want to end in prayer. Up to you.
To lift up this prayer line, because we, our brothers and sisters that we want to pray for, the ones that we have not heard from, we want to pray that they be in good spirit and continue to study and, you know, taking heed to God's word. We want to lift up all those that been on this prayer line. So
all right, let me go into prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We come before you, and we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity where we can learn more about you, where we can seek you. It's not about going to these top schools and getting information for worldly things, but you want us to seek information so that we can be changed and share to others. Lord, we present all the individuals, Lord, that has not been on this line, wherever they are, Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, that they will feel your presence even right now, Lord, and whatever you have in store for them, because I know that you have allowed individuals to branch out and to start and to share. Some of us are all over the world. And so we pray that you will use them according to your will, according to your riches, and according to your glory. I pray that the message that was shared today will be one that will prick our hearts so that we know that whatever we may achieve on earth, if it's not according to your will, it means nothing, neither on this earth and will mean nothing on the earth to come. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done. I ask you, Lord, as we leave up from this line, you do not leave your presence from us, Heavenly Father, but you will continue, Lord, to work in our hearts so that we will become more like you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. He's not here just yet, and we are still waiting on him.
Sister Leola, if you want to kind of open it up, I'm going to have to run out. And so if you want to open it up for someone to, you know, kind of, you know, give a commentary or to share, because I have to switch phones right now, to share,
okay.
you know, something that's on their hearts, you can certainly do that. I, you know, I, as I said, I have to switch phones. This one is going to be dying, and then I'm going to run out. So thank you so much for allowing me to share what God has given us today. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm going to open up the line for Sister Powell. Amen. And she's going to share with us the work is going on down in Jamaica. She is the person to be able to help Alex Nation, a young man that is building a home for the poor. And you can see it on YouTube, and he's there, and he's asking for donation. And this work, this young man is only 18 years old. He's building homes for older people. I mean, you know, husband and wife, and that has children. And the young man is only 18 years old. So what we seen on there, it was a miracle. And we have sent him donations and to help. And we watching him build this home. You should see it. It's amazing that a young man his age have other workers building and putting cement. I mean, the house came out really nice. So we're going to open Sister Powell line, and she can share some more information with us about that. Amen? Sister Powell, your line is open. Sister Powell, you're there?
Is she on, Sister Leola? Did she call from another line? Because I know she got disconnected when I got disconnected.
Hello, hear me?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Got you.
Okay. All right. All right. Yes, Sister Leola, thank you for opening my line, and also thank you for the interest that I think you guys have, every one of us, with Alex, the 18-year-old who is building the Williams family home. God is so good. God is so great, Sister Leah. God have been using Alex, you know, in helping in his community. And this family is my brother, Mr. Williams, his wife, and Ricardo, the son, 8-year-old. And eventually, I think today, he took the to August 31st, right? He took Ricardo shopping to go back to school. And, you know, when I look at it, Sister Leola, I have to say, wow, this young man is just a little boy, too. And he took up a responsibility, great responsibility, with this Williams family. And even with that little boy, it just come like a father. He is like a father to that little child, so attentive to that little child. And eventually he went to shopping August 31st. Well, I will just give a little detail about the house. We here, as Sister Leola, have been sharing a while ago that, you know, we were a donor on this project from the house it started. From it started to the bulldozer came and bulldozed the land, and after bulldozed the land, then they started to do the foundation, you know, dig out the foundation. We were there when it was cast in and all these things. So we do as a great follower and actually a prayer person praying for the little guy that God could really give him the strength, and also for the donors that they would be able to, you know, send their little funds that he could do it. And God have been blessing. So the house at this time, I said, my dear beloved, we went down there with a group from Kingston, and we went down there 2 times. We are expecting to go back down at early, either, I don't know, Sunday or Monday. So they are doing the flashing. He's going to start by the house tomorrow. Tomorrow they will be doing some flashing. It's flashing. They took off the casting. They took off the board. So that is completed, and they are going to do some flashing on the house. So by the grace of God, my dear, we know that the house is coming on very good. We know that the donors, them who are supporting, they are doing very extremely good. And I will just only say, my dear beloved donors, that you know what? This girl, 18-year-old, is using your funds very wisely. He doesn't have a car for himself. He doesn't have a vehicle for a bike for himself. Sometimes a bike man took him around, and he had to use taxi carrying him around. But this is a young man, our grandson. We adopted him. He's my grandson, Sister Leola, grandson. We adopted Alex. We have been praying for him, and we have been supporting him. So I am asking, my dear beloved, to continue to follow him, continue to lift up him in prayer, so that God will continue to use this little boy. And I'm so proud and very happy that I went down and meet the family. I also meet Sophia, a great lady who is also helping Ricardo, taking good care of Ricardo, Sister Sophia, and you know what, the team. So I will be going back down sometimes the early next week, we will be going back down there with our team from Kingston. So please pray for us that God will give us traveling mercies, that we can go and do a little work. Even though it's grandma here, but my presence will be there. God bless. Bye-bye.
The power, thank you for sharing that with us. Brother O'Neill may not be coming on. I text him to ask him. Oh, he say he's coming now. Okay, so he's going to be here. But brothers and sisters, if you can just follow Alex Nation on YouTube, it's Alex Nation. And when it come up, you're going to see a brick. You're going to see the brick home. It's not all completed. He's got to put the windows in. And he's going to be talking about how he's helping the poor. and all the people around the neighborhood. So it's truly, if you go and just support him by pressing the bell, and it helps him get the pay for the support. So if you just support him that way, it would be a blessing. Amen? So we appreciate. Yes.
Yes, but
so
when
Brother
you, when, O'Neil, when you do the bell, Sister Leola, you know, after, when you do the bell, you know, after putting your ID to get in, because sometimes comments you can't come get in. What you do?
Well, I go on YouTube and I just press and I just give him a thumbs up or I just press the just subscribe, and you're gonna always get the updates from Alex. So,
yes, but when you say subscribe,
okay, Sister
and
Powell,
you press subscribe, sometimes it means you have to put in your ID and so that it show up.
Oh, Brother O'Neill is not on here. Well, Brother O'Neill gonna he's not on yet. So I was waiting on
so
him.
So it's just few minutes to close.
Yes, it's few minutes to close. Let me just tell him because I need to. My husband just got home from work, so I got to take care of him.
We can close now.
Okay then. Okay, can you close? Say the prayer and close, Sister Powell.
Okay. All right. All right, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. We had a good discussion, and as we are introducing Alex Nation to you guys, we ask you to lift up that young man in prayer, and if there is any help you can do, you're willing, feel free to support the young man, right? God is good, God is great, and we thank you again for joining. So we will close with prayer. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. We just come this evening again, Lord, the end of this Advent light, El Thursday night. Lord, we come before you to give you thanks and praise for a wonderful group that you have given unto us, a wonderful group who is praising you, a wonderful group who is giving thanks to all the blessings that you have restored upon us, and also asking you, Lord, to keep this group together as we study your words as representatives, that we are willing and ready to go out there as ambassador to share your words to those who do not know you. Father, we just want to thank you. Bless each heart this evening. As we prepare to go to sleep, we ask you to send your angels to watch over us throughout the night and wake us up tomorrow morning, that we will give you all the praise, Lord. Those who will be going to work, give them traveling mercies, bring them back home safely so that we can worship the Sabbath, bring in the Sabbath, worship the Sabbath in spirit and in truth. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. And I'm getting ready to, close. Just
all
play
right.
A song.
Okay, my dear. Good night.
Okay, good night. Okay, well, it will not let me do it. So good night, brothers and sisters. It won't let me close. So good night, brothers and sisters. You all have a blessed night, and hope to see everyone on Sabbath on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless.